Zechanishmas Daniel Shane Vasir Shua Falak, Zechanishmas Avimori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas. Okay, this year is dedicated by Dr. Golda Yudes in memory of Rabbi Yonasan Teleki's father, Mr. Bruce Teleki, amongst other people. And the Neshama should have an Aliyah, our good friend, Jonas Antelikis' father. Now being before we again like to thank the Rav, Rav Orion Shlita, for helping us continue having this kvias that we've been having for many years together, to continue the kvias. Every Wednesday night, so it's a big schus that we have. We're able to be together, and it's good to see everybody. And thank you all for coming. Tonight's shiur is going to be on Inyone Birkas HaTorah, Birkas Avaraba, Betoras Birkas HaTorah, in honor of the Yontif of Shavuos, Haba Aleinu Latova. The Gemara in Brachas on Dav Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Amar Yehuda Meshmuel Hishkim Lishanos. A person got up to learn Ad Shelo Kora Kriyashma Tzarech Levarech. So if he's doing it before Kriya Shema, right? He woke up in the morning. He didn't say Kriya Shema yet. He wants to learn. So he has to make Birkas HaTorah. Tzarech Levarech. Mishakara Kriya Shema, Einu Tzarech Levarech, Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. But if he already said Kriya Shema, He doesn't have to make a bracha. Shekvar nifter ba'ava rabba. Because if you say ava rabba, you yotze with Birkas HaTorah. Because ava rabba speaks about Birkas HaTorah. It speaks about the Lishmoa, Lilmo, the Lame, Lishmor, Lassos. It's interesting, the Lashon is Eino Tzarech Levarech. Would that mean Eino Tzarech Levarech or Eino Yochel Levarech because you're ready Yotze? It's an interesting Lashon of Eino Tzarech Levarech. But it's interesting that Ava Rabba, the Gemara says, could serve as a Birkas HaTorah. Ava Rabba could serve as a Birkas HaTorah. So it's mashma also, pashtus, that it's an automatic. That if you said Ava Rabba, you said Birkas HaTorah. Even without any kavana or anything like that. I mean, Birkas HaTorah is usually, if you hold like the Ramban, it's a Din Daraisa. And if you hold like the Mogen Avraham, by Dinim Daraisa, we hold mitzvahs, Tzrichas Kavana. So it's interesting that here, without any Kavana, anything like that, Kvar Nifter Ba'ava Rabba. That's what the Bavli says. So comes Tosis, it says, Kvar Nifter Ba'ava Rabba. Ad Hilchach Nimriu Mekilkul, B'Yushalmi Yesh Hadam Rina Kvar Nifter Ba'ava Rabba, V'hu Sheshona Al Asar. But Yerushalmi says Beferish that it's only if you learn right afterwards. In other words, if you're just saying Ava Rabba, and then you didn't learn afterwards, so then there's no hachacha that it's a Birkas HaTorah, because you didn't learn afterwards, and then you're not Yotze. V'hu sheshono al asar. Perish la'alter. Shalomad miyad ba'oso mokum. So if you learn right away in that place, then you're yotzei. Shalom ad miyad ba'oso mokum. So pashtus is the Bavli is not saying like that, because the Bavli doesn't say that you have to learn right away. The Bavli's mashma that it's an automatic. That tzarech levarach mishakara kriyishma. If you already said kriyishma, the Bavli says it means that you said birkas kriyishma also. Einu tzarech levarach shekvar niftar ba'avarabah. But it's interesting that the poskim generally assume like the Yerushalmi. If you want to see the Yerushalmi, here is on the second page. It's the Tosfos is basically quoted verbatim. Shmuel Omer Hishkim Livkros Lishnos Kol Krishon Lachorach Lacha Krishvein Tzolavorach Amar Rabba Ba Vuhusha Shana Al Asar. As long as he learns right away. So, and in Shulchan Aruch, let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 6, in the Mishnah Berurah here, in Halacha Yud Zayin, it says, Birkas Avas Olam. Well, the different nuschos, whether it's Avas Olam, Ava Rabba, but it's the same idea. Poteres Birkas HaTor Im Lomad Miyad Beli Hefsek. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that that you only if you learn right away. Which is, and you look in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Daled, Poter Sheish Ba Me'ein Birkas HaTorah, Assembly Bein Lulmod Ulamed Lishmor Velasos Ulekayim. So, what was intriguing to me was, to me, I would have thought, the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, you would paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. But the poskim gave adifus to the Yerushalmi here, because maybe could be sometimes with the Bavli. It's not beferish, but to me it's kemat beferish, because if you didn't say it otherwise, the Poshup Shad is that Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah automatically. That if you want to learn before, so you say Birkas HaTorah. If not, that's the Lashon. Shikvan. Now, what if a person, what would you say in the Bavli if a person's not learning before davening? There's as much in this memra in the Bavli that you wouldn't make Birkas HaTorah if you're not learning before davening. Which is a chiddush, that anyone would say that. And l'chora, most people are not learning before davening, necessarily. The fact we say all these halalukas and all these things. But that's not Betoris Talmud Torah. That's Betoris Techinos. You know, like there's a machloikis in the machloikis is a machloikas by slichas, when we get up early to say slichas, So do you have to say Birkas HaTorah before Slichas or not? So some say you do, because there's so many psukim in Slichas. You say, do you give them Midas HaRachmim? But the other day in Shulchan Aruch is no, because you're not saying those psukim B'Toras Talmud Torah. You're saying those psukim B'Toras Tachinas. So, but it's hard to understand that you would have such a thing, because Pasha says it's only a din b'diyeved, the avarabba thing. And it's hard to say that if you wouldn't be learning before davening, then you wouldn't say Birkas HaTorah at all, kvar niftar b'avarabba. And the Lashon Einu Tzarech is a little bit difficult. So if you say like Yerushalmi, then it's easier to understand everything. Because Avarabba is not an automatic. It's not an automatic. It's only if you learn afterwards, then it becomes a Birkas HaTorah. But it's not a...
Rabbi, maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe the Lashon of Ishkin means that they're getting up very, very early. They're getting up in the morning. So this way, maybe this is not a shaila on the Birkas HaTorah. So that may be only if you're learning, then you have to do it. But if they're not learning, it's already Kodem Zman, then perhaps maybe that's Pshat LeGemara.
What, if Kodem Zman, then what?
It's, they're getting up, say, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're getting up for the day, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to learn.
Yeah, so then they say the Birkas HaTorah.
Yeah.
So that's why the Gemara goes in and says that over there that you have to say the Birkas HaTorah. Masha Enkin, if you're just getting up and you're not necessarily learning anything, perhaps maybe what the Pshat Gemara is that you do not have to say the Birkas HaTorah because you're not doing anything. And only when you get to davening, then you go ahead and say it. Or no.
So, but according to you, if you get up 7 o'clock in the morning, right? And then you're going to daven. So you wouldn't say Birkas HaTorah according to the Bavli?
No, I'm saying no. It's getting up really early in the morning. That's what Ishkim, I would say, is getting up really, really early in the morning. And then it's only a shayla if I'm actually learning. Not 7 o'clock in the morning, but Kodem Zman.
But if you get up 7 o'clock in the morning, then what?
So the Ein Hachanami, the Bavli, would agree that you have to make a bracha of Birkas HaTorah, not a shayla, just because it's Kodem Zman.
I don't know.
Why don't ladies say Birkas HaTorah at all?
What?
Why don't ladies say Birkas HaTorah at all?
Well, that's because poskim say because they have to learn the halachas that either you say they have to learn the halachas that are okay for them, or the famous Reb Chaim Brisker that it's not on the Birkas HaTorah is not on the learning of the Torah. It's on like on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah.
So why are they not here to the Avarabba?
Okay, maybe they are.
But that's obviously not if they say Birkas HaTorah.
If they say Birkas HaTorah, then they don't need the Avarabba. Okay, so that's but Lemaisa, in the end of the day, we paskin that it's Shana Alasar, that you have to learn. And if you didn't learn, then you're not Yotze Birkas HaTorah. And the poskim say, interesting also, that it's, what about the brach at night? Avas Olam, that we say at night. So some Rishonim say that the same thing, that bracha also could serve as a Birkas HaTorah. Just like Avarabba in the morning, Avas Olam in the afternoon. In fact, there's a famous Shaila on page 13 in the Kozhik Lover. About a cotton shenaseh bar mitzvah. So a carton, my son spoke a little bit about this at his bar mitzvah. A carton should not say bar mitzvah. So that morning, say he became a bar mitzvah. So now, and the day starts at night. But that morning he said Birkas HaTorah, he was still a cotton. He was still a cotton in the morning. So the Shaila is, now when Tzeis HaKachavim come, now he's a Gadol. Now he's a Gadol. So now he's a Gadol. So was he yotzei with the bracha that he made in the morning? In other words, once Tzeis HaKachavim has, does he have to make another Birkas HaTorah at Tzeis HaKachavim? Because he was yotzei with the Birkas HaTorah that he made in the morning. He was yotzei with the Birkas HaTorah he made in the morning, but that stops once the night comes, because once the night comes, he's a gadol. So who says that Birkas HaTorah that he made in the morning, he could be yotze with? That's his question. So he has a whole arichas here, but one of the things he wants to say is that maybe in a chanami, maybe he'll have to be yotze with avas olam. Maybe he'll be yotze with avas olam. And that'll be the solution. Others have different terutzim. He says, "Ach, on page 13, it says, 'Ach, ach lefize yitzmach davdala nogim mechol mokum shem spal ma'arvis min bod yom.'" And he says, "In that night, davka, he should daven ma'ariv. He shouldn't daven ma'ariv early, because if he's davening ma'ariv early, so then." Then he's not going to. He's still a katan at that time. So normally you can daven ma'ariv early, but maybe the night of his bar mitzvah, he shouldn't daven ma'ariv early. Mishanasa bar mitzvah also laila lo yispalo biyom rak b'laila mamish, to biyom akati hu drabonim. V'lo b'bay avas olam liftor birkas haTorah. V'gam yishanoshim shpalim arvis. Yeah. And then he says to other people, some people daven ma'ariv too early. Some people geisha noshim mishpal ma'arvis biichor gadol, and some people daven ma'ariv very late. So maybe the night of his bar mitzvah, he should daven at Tzeis HaKachavim. So Mamela, this way, he could be yotze Birkas HaTorah, because avas olam is a Birkas HaTorah, just like ava rabba in the morning is a Birkas HaTorah. So Avas Olam at night is also a Birkas HaTorah. And he says, Uvizei Yesh Levayar Man Dehiskil Rebbe Masechas, the first Masechta in Shas. What's the first Masechta in Shas? It's Brachas. What's the first mitzvah that the Gemara speaks about in Masechas Brachas? Is Eimasai Korim Shema Ba'aravim. So why is that? So he says, Kvar Kosa B'chidush HaRim, Mishum de mitzvah rishon, mishanase bar mitzvah, hu kriyashma. That the first mitzvah that a person does when he becomes bar mitzvah is kriyashma. So why is that? Who says? Why is that necessarily the first mitzvah? Maybe that night he gave tzedakah before. Why is that has to be the first mitzvah? So he says, based on this cheshbon, it works in very good. Because if you hold that the Birkas HaTorah that you said in the morning when you're a cotton, so that's good when you're a cotton. Because you were a cotton when you made the bracha, that's good for your cotton. But once the night comes and now you're a gadol, because the day starts at night, so now according to this cheshbon, maybe the Birkas HaTorah expires. Because it can't, because the bracha he made the morning before when he was a cotton maybe doesn't help for the Daraisa. And now he has to make another bracha. And that bracha he should make at the beginning of the new day. And the beginning of the new day is Tzeis HaKachavim. And then he has a whole arichas about that. So that's what he wants to say. If you look here at the end of the packet, we had an addendum here at the end of the packet. Another Kasha Glover at the end of the packet, which is the last part of the packet. I another Eretz Tzvi with four pages, page 1, 2, 3, 4 at the end of the packet. So he has a fascinating tshuva about the reason for the minhag to say, you see, Birkas HaTorah, Parshas Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim. Right? We say Yivrecha Hashem Yishvrecha. Because, in other words, there's a machloikis whether when you say Avarabba for Birkas HaTorah, you have to learn right away. When you say the regular Birkas HaTorah, so it's a machlokes. Not everyone holds you have to learn right away. So we say some psukim. We say the Mishnah and Peah. We say the psukim Recha Hashem Yishvarecha. But why in the world, so ask the Kasha Glover, why in the world do we pick the psukim of Birkas Kohanim? You could have picked any psukim in all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And why Birkas Kohanim do we pick to be the pasuk of to be yotze, the idea of having Talmud Torah right away afterwards? I mean, again, this is even by regular Birkas HaTorah that you really taka don't need, but as a Hidur, we still have Birkas HaTorah right afterwards. So he says a fascinating idea. He says like this. Look on page 3. And then, not 3 in the beginning, but 3 in page 3 at the end. He says, V'noshuv l'nidon didon shalom dim Torah b'chsav shalom mitoch sefer Torah kosher. He says, he wants to say a chiddush, that we know that the din of Torah is Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Shetorah shebichsav, the halacha is, you have to read it mitoch haksav. Torah Shebal Peh is Bal Peh. So he says, really, technically, when you say a pasuk and you're not reading it from a Sefer Torah, then that pasuk, you're reading it like B'Torah's Torah Shebal Peh. It's because it's not B'Torah HaKsav. Shalom Dim Torah Shebachsav, Shalom B'Torah Sofer Torah HaKosher, Einu Mekayim Mitzvahs Lima Torah Shebachsav, Rach Torah Shebal Peh. Omnam bebirkas kohanim, yesh lomer diyotze yedei chavoso Talmud Torah shebichsav, af ba'al peh, came into mitzvah kohanim uvarach Yisrael, v'heim tzrichim uvarach ba'al peh, v'lo bitoch haksav. He says like this, but, in other words, when you read a pasuk in Chumash, it's only considered Torah shebichsav when you're reading it from the ksav. Then it's called Torah shebichsav. But when you say a pasuk baal peh, then it's really not Torah shebichsav. Except if there's a mitzvah to read that pasuk. For Birkas Kohanim, there's a mitzvah to read those psukim. Now, we don't find that there's a mitzvah to read those psukim from a Sefer Torah. Right? There's no din that Kohanim have to take out a Sefer Torah to read its Pesukim. So he wants to say like this. So whenever there's a mitzvah, and there's not too many, to read Pesukim in the Torah, and we don't find that the Torah was Mechayiv to take out a Sefer Torah, then those Pesukim will still have the status of Torah Shebichsav, even if they're not being read from a Sefer Torah. And he says that since when they made the Birkas HaTorah, they wanted that we should say all types of Divrei Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, so we say a Pasuk, we say a Mishnah, you know, Eilu Dvarim Sheilem Shiur, So he says, if we would say other psukim that are not Torah she, we would say other psukim, and we're not saying it from a sefer Torah, so then that wouldn't have a real status of Torah shebichsav. Birkas Kohanim is a pasuk that those psukim in a different context, when the Kohanim are saying him, have a status of Torah shebichsav through the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. So therefore, those psukim have a din of Torah shebichsav, even if they're not being read from the ksav. So that's why he says they pick that. Let's see inside. Noshul lidon don shalom deim on page 3, on the second page 3, on the left side. Noshul lidon didon shalom deim Torah shebichsav shalom mitoch sefer Torah kosher einu mekayim mitzvahs limatosh shebichsav rach tosh shebal peh. Omnam bebirkas kohanim yesh lomed yotzei yidei chovoso talmud Torah shebichsav af bal peh. Kevin de mitzvah lekohanim levarach es Yisrael. Veim tzrichim levarach bal peh. Velo mitoch haksav. Because it's like when you're giving someone a bracha, so it has to be like your bracha. So it's like you're saying it, he's saying. Whereas it wouldn't be, he's Ki'ilu saying that it would be improper for the Kohanim to read it from a Sefer Torah. Because then it's not like the Gemara says, it's like Odom Hamadaber Lechavero. So Mamela, the Odom Hamadaber Lechavero, you don't read from a text, and Odom, you say it out. So the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim is Dafka Shalom Mitoch HaSefer Torah. Yet, it's still psukim in the Torah, so it still gets a status of Torah shebichsav. Since this Torah shebichsav, we're allowed to, and we're mitzvah to, and we have a mitzvah to, at least the Kohanim, to read it shalom mitoch haksav.
So all those Torahs can be applied to a regular person also. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and you're learning it, and to not do it dafka from a sefer Torah, same logic would apply.
Then what, say again?
Since the derech of limud is not so much from a sefer Torah,
limud of what?
So you're learning Torah. So you're learning Torah, even if you
learn Torah shebichsav or Torah shebal peh.
Torah shebichsav, but you're not doing it mitoch haksav, but you're mechaven to the ksav, and it's mitzvos bekach in the same way that the mitzvah birkas koyin is that way.
No, but there it's right. He's saying that he wants to say that there it wouldn't have its status of Torah shebichsav because it's not mitoch haksav. Masha'en came when there's a specific mitzvah but these psukim got a status of a mitzvah irrespective of the regular dinim of reading Torah shebichsav. It's a Torah shebichsav that we were told dafka to read this Torah shebichsav be'al peh.
Maybe you can bring a raya. Tshuva of the Rosh, where God makes Sefer Sefer Torah, that really the real limud was supposed to be from a Sefer Torah. That's what you're supposed to be learning from. So the Rosh says, "Zman hazeh that we don't learn from a Sefer Torah."
I was going to say this from a brain
surgery. But that may be that we became mitzvah differently through regular svarim. So it would tie in to the rugged Trevor over here.
Yeah, you're saying we know that the Rosh says in Menachos that it's a mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah. Everyone should write a Sefer Torah, but maybe that mitzvah doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Why? Because we don't learn from that anymore. Yeah.
So that's not real together, quote unquote, Torah shemitzav anymore, since we're not learning from the Sefer Torah. Whereas over here, we want psukim to make it that it still is the Torah's Torah shebichsav, and these psukim are the ones that can be said even outside of the context of the sefer Torah.
Yeah. Okay. But that's the idea. He's saying that. Meshenken kan rotsim was barach im kein lo shaych lomer shetoshuv ki ilo amro baatzman. Yeah. So that's an interesting thing to think about, that why they picked that. So maybe those psukim, since it's a mitzvah to say those psukim even outside the regular context of the Sefer Torah, those psukim maybe still get the Torah status of Torah shebichsav, even when they're not coming from a Sefer Torah. That was one of the things that he suggests. Now take a look back in the Rambam. Take a look here on page 19. Take a look in the Rambam, Perek, the third Perek of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, Hayolafon of Asiyas Mitzvah, the Talmud Torah. If you have a mitzvah to do, and you have Talmud Torah to learn, so the question is, are you allowed to Mevatel Torah to do the mitzvah? So says the Rambam, Im Efshar leMitzvah leAsos al Yidei Acherim, Lo Yafsik Talmudo. In other words, if the mitzvah can be done like tefillin, no one can do tefillin for you. You have to put on tefillin yourself. So you have to put on tefillin. So you have to stop learning and put on tefillin. But if it's a mitzvah that someone else could do, so then you're not mechuyev to do it. You could get someone else to be involved in the mitzvah. Imefshel lemitzvah leyasos adeichem lo yafsik to Talmudo, v'imlav yaseh mitzvah v'yachso leTalmudo. But not if it's a mitzvah that you have to do, so you do it, and then you go back to the learning. So Rav Huttner, he asked the Kasha. He says, why does the Rambam have to write Yachzor leTalmudo? Why do you have to? It's obvious. In other words, the heter is to stop learning to do the mitzvah. Then, of course, when you finish the mitzvah, you'll go back to learning. Why does the Rambam tell us that after you finish the mitzvah, yachzor leTalmudo? So Rav Huttner says a beautiful idea, and then we'll see it inside. This is the idea that he says. He says, when a person does a mitzvah, there are two things that he's mekayim. Number one, if he did the mitzvah, he shaked the lulav, he put on tefillin, tzitzis, whatever the mitzvah is. He did the mitzvah. But there's another thing that he potentially could accomplish. That when he's doing the mitzvah, not only he's getting a kiyum in the mitzvah, he's getting a kiyum in Talmud Torah. Why? Because if a person learns and he doesn't do the mitzvahs, then his learning is not al menas lasos. So memela, when you do a mitzvah, there are two potential things that you could be accomplishing. One potential thing that you could be accomplishing is the mitzvah. And another potential thing that you could be accomplishing is Talmud Torah. That you're making your Torah that you learned a Torah, a richtige Torah, because it's al menas lasos. But it doesn't have to be this way. Meaning, the mitzvah you'll always get. But who says that your Talmud Torah is a key, your mitzvah's kinim Talmud Torah? It's only if you would have been learning otherwise, and now you're stopping to learn because you say, if I don't do mitzvahs, what's good in my learning? It's not a Torah al menas lasos. So by the fact that you chozer le Talmudo, that after you finish the mitzvah, right away you go back, you're showing that really you wanted to learn the whole time. And the only reason why you didn't learn was why? Because if you always learn and you don't do other things, you don't do chesed, you don't do mitzvahs and things like that, then you felt in the Torah. It's not a Torah al menas lasos. So by the fact that the second you finish the mitzvah, it's not just practically, you go back. It's a halacha that when you go back to your learning, that will make your mitzvah a mitzvah al menas Almanas Lasos. I'll make your learning Almanas Lasos. I think they say Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, that when you go, you know, for one of them, I think Rav Lichtenstein, maybe others, that when they come back from a wedding, they make sure to learn. Why? He spent 3-4 hours at the learning. He didn't. But if you learn right afterwards, then those 3-4 hours are also considered that you learned for those 3-4 hours. Because you want that your learning shouldn't just be a learning. Your learning has to be a learning of Almanas Lasos, or else the learning is not a full learning. So Chozer LeTalmudeh is what? Is a halacha. That now, when you did the mitzvah, not only you get a kiyum for doing, putting on the tefillin, or shaking the lulav, you get a kiyum for Talmud Torah for the time you were spending doing the mitzvah, because now your Torah is a Torah Almanas Lasos. And you could only, it only becomes Almanas Lasos if you would have been learning otherwise. Because if you wouldn't have been learning otherwise, so then you get a kiyum of the mitzvah. But the kiyum of Talmud Torah says, I really would have been learning every single second. But what kind of Torah, what kind of Yidam will I be if I'm learning every second and I never do a mitzvah? So Chozer LeTalmud is Dach Halacha. Oh, so based on this, Rav Hudna says, I'll show it to you inside momentarily. He says, what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? Why do we have to learn? If Ava Rabba either is a Birkas HaTorah or not a Birkas HaTorah. If it's a Birkas HaTorah, we should, it should, you know, what's this idea that we have to, that we have to learn afterwards to make it a Birkas HaTorah? It's a funny type of thing. You know, usually a bracha. It's a good bracha. A boy parades. It's a boy parades. You know, what's this idea? You know, you have to learn afterwards. So he says like this. He says a beautiful idea. He says, the problem with Ava Rabba to being a Birkas HaTorah is it's too general. It speaks about doing Lushmo, Lilmo, Lamed, but then it also speaks about Lushmo, Velasos, Lukayim, to do mitzvahs. So that's not L'chora, Birkas HaTorah. It's a bracha to be for a Torah forever. It has to be specific for that thing, not general. So he says like this, but if you learn right afterwards, you learn right after you say Ava Rabba, or when you finish Shmon Esrei, right afterwards. So that's like the Rambam of learning right after your mitzvah. Then it transforms the mitzvah not only to a mitzvah, but it transforms the mitzvah into Talmud Torah. So then, kum tois, that the whole bracha is what? Is talking about Torah. Because not only the Torah is mentioned, the mitzvahs that are learning also are a heftzah shel Torah also. Because a mitzvah that you would have done, if you wouldn't have done the mitzvah, you still would have been learning. And the proof of the matter is, as soon as you finish the mitzvah, you go back, chozer l'talmudo, then the whole thing is Torah. And then for it could be a proper Birkas HaTorah. Let's take a look. Rav Hudna writes this in Pachet Yitzchak on page 20. He says, Birkas Ava Rabba poteris Birkas HaTorah el she'ena poteris em kein shona al azar. Vim lo lomad la'alte la'acha shabirach enu niftar. So he asks on page 21, V'nira lanu b'ferusho d'hach milsa d'be'emes Madbeya shall birkas haTorah tzricha liyos miyuchedes linyana shal Torah. In other words, really, birkas haTorah should always be speaking about Torah. K'moshe chazina b'birkas haMitzvos u'birkas hanenin. Right, the bracha of tefillin is only about tefillin. The bracha of bor pre'etz is only about bor pre'etz. Shebirkasa shall kol mitzvah u'birkasa shall kol hana ein ba elami inyana. Only that specific inyan shall also mitzvah or inyana shall also hana. V'chein b'shar birchas haTorah k'mo asher b'charbanu v'arev asher kulam ein b'hem shum taruva shall eze inyan. Chutz m'inyana shall Torah m'nei zeh ei efshar b'emes lotzeis yidei chovas birchas haTorah al birchas avarabah. The Rebbe, birchas avarabah It's too general. Nizkaru sh'ar mitzvos. So then he says, no, the pshat is gimel. That we said, bevatlin talmud Torah b'shvil asiyas mitzvah. And then he says, she'yafshar. And then the Rambam says, v'chozer l'talmudo. So he says, what's the idea? And then he explains what I just told you on Os Hey. Chozer l'talmudo, because then when you chozer l'talmudo, that's a halacha. So then you make the time that you were learning that it's not only a mitzvah, that you did a mitzvah, but it makes the Talmud Torah into Talmud Torah. Because if you wouldn't have been doing the mitzvah, then your Talmud Torah would have been a Talmud Torah shalom al-manas lasos. So now, when Yeshana al-Asar, you're saying, any mitzvah that I do, I'm only doing it, not just to do the mitzvah, because I want my Torah to be a richtika Torah. Because if it's a Torah that I don't have, it's not al-manas lasos, then felt in the whole Torah. Felt in the whole Torah. That's not a Torah. So memela like this. If I do a mitzvah, and I wouldn't have been learning anyway, I would have been bottling anyway, but I did a mitzvah, so I'll get a schar mitzvah. But if I would have been learning, and the only reason I'm a mafsik is because I want the Torah to be a Torah al-manas lasos, then by the time I'm doing the mitzvah, I don't only get schar for the mitzvah, I get schar for Talmud Torah as well, and hence all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the brach of Avah Rabbah could be turned into Akiyam et Talmud Torah if Chozer l'Talmudo in Shana al-Asar. And that's his Mor deKavort and that's the Gemara in Yevamos, right? The Gemara says, Kol Misha Ome Ein Li Torah, Filo Torah Ein Lo. And the different pshatim in what that means. A person says, I only have Torah, then he doesn't even have Torah. So one of the pshatim, I think Rav Shechter mentioned, is that this idea that the Torah is, has to be Almanas Lasos. In fact, the Yerushalmi, that there's a Talmud, the Gemara is Yerushalmi that says that that if a person learns but he doesn't is almanas doesn't almanas lasos, so Noach lo shenefcha shil yosa alpana velo yotza la'avir ha'olam. He says it's Noach lo. It'd be better that that the embryo stayed inside the mother. So it's a funny lashon in the Sefer, I think the Gra says, the brother of the Gra, one of them, in the Gra or his brother, said this vort. What's this lashon? Why don't you say Noach lo shalo nivra? Why don't you say if a person learns Torah but he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, is Noach she that the shil yosa is nefcha al pana velo yotza la avir olam? That's a funny, convoluted way of speaking if you just want to say Noach lo shalo nivra. So the Gro, his brother, one of them said the following idea. He says the pshat is like this. Because if a person thinks he's coming to this world just for learning and not for doing chesed and not for doing mitzvahs and not for being a good person, then he might as well just stay in his mother's womb. Because in the mother womb, Chazal tell us that we're learning Kol HaTorah Kula in your mother's womb. Right? The Malach teaches you Kol HaTorah Kula in your mother's womb. So the Malach teaches you Kol HaTorah Kula in your mother's womb, so what's the point in being born? Why do you have to be born? If the whole point of being born is just to learn, so then you could have just stayed in your mother's womb and you also would have learned. So why do you have to be born? El Akorcha, it goes together, the Torah and the Maisa. You need both. If you have Torah, and then it has to be Almanas Lasos. The Torah has to be Almanas Lasos, and if the Torah is not Almanas Lasos, then it's not a good Torah. And that's Avah Rabbah. That's Yerushalmi. And it's interesting that idea, it's not in the Bavli. But as we said before, the poskim seem to accept that that halacha. And it's a question whether the fact that you say Kriya Shema right afterwards, you know, Kriya Shema right afterwards counts for Talmud Torah, that's a machloikis, or some say that after Shemona Esrei or after Tachanun you should learn something. But it's interesting that even though, to me, and we started off this year, that it's mashma from the Bavli that you don't have to learn Kvar Nifter Bavaraba automatically. But the Yerushalmi says, Uhusha Shona Alasar, that you have to learn right away. And that's this whole explanation of Rav Hutner. And then... What?
There's a simpler explanation.
Yeah, let's see. And Jonas, and I want to mention, I don't know if you hear at the beginning, that Dr. Golda Yudis donated, amongst others, to sponsor the shiur in memory of your father, Mr. Bruce Teleki. The Shama should have an aliyah. And I just want to make sure you hear that. We all, you know, are learning in his memory. And the Shama should have an aliyah. Yeah, okay, Jonasan?
Shilas Achovas Harash discusses that why someone's, if someone says Berachas Torah, it's not a hafsek if they learn Torah later in the day. And he says Misha Taraso Manaso, their mind's always on going back to Lachanet.
So, right, that's the toast.
If you're starting with Avarabba, but you don't say Berachas, if you don't go into Torah anyway, if you're just in a Shema, you're Yotzei with Shema. So you all say the breakfast of Torah Shema, but it's a half stick afterwards if you don't go straight into learning.
So what are you saying? You're trying to explain the Yerushalmi? What are you trying to explain?
Yeah, I explain the Yerushalmi. It's based on Hilchos half stick.
In other words, if you learn right away, then it's not a half stick.
Right, so it shows you in the Torah Shema Manasso. Otherwise, it will be a half stick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What would be the hefsek if you say Shema right?
No, you don't say the Berachas HaTorah for Shema, but why? You should, every time you learn Torah, you should say Berachas HaTorah.
Right, so why don't we? Because we always, Tosa says, our minds are to come back.
Yeah, but when the Shilas HaTorah Harash quotes that story you just said, he says, Misha Tarasa Manasa.
Yeah.
So if your mind's only the only right, if you're Yotze with the Abba Rabba, you could say your mind's not to go back.
Okay. Wait here. Okay, and the Rav mentioned, we should say something from the Maimer Chazal, that the Torah was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shelo Baruchu BaTorah Tchila. So there are a lot of different explanations of why the fact that they didn't say Birkas HaTorah caused the Churban, and we could probably give many drushes on this. We'll say over that the following from the Koch Ve'or, from Rav Itzla Petterberger, the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. He says like this, it's hard to believe they didn't say make Birkas HaTorah that. But he says like this, the Pasuk says, Amel David Zokim, Baba Yomim, Vayichahasu, Baba Godim, Velo Yichamlo. That David was old, he was cold, and he tried to what? He tried to warm himself up with the blankets, and it wouldn't help. So what's the pshat? So could Chazal tell us, since David HaMelech tore the Big Day Shaul, he was mevazeh begodim, he tore the begodim of Shaul. So then if you're not machshiv something, so that thing won't have the whatever positive attributes it has to be able to help the person, it won't help it because he wasn't machshiv that. By taking away the chashivas of something, then it won't be poil on you. That's the chazal. So the same thing. He says, it's not the Birkas HaTorah that really destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's all the other Averis. But the question is, how come the fact that they learned how come that didn't protect them from all the other things? Just like, how come the Begodim didn't protect David because he wasn't fully Machshiv Begodim? So then it didn't affect him? So if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, you don't have the full Chashivas of Talmud Torah. And since you don't have the full Chashivas of Torah, then the Torah is not going to protect you and not going to cause you to be protected from other Averis. So Torah is Megan. Torah has a tremendous power. You know, especially now when people, we need Tzchusim to be Nishmar from what's going on in the world. So we should realize that Torah is a tremendous Megan. Torah saves, and especially what Chazal Darshan in the Pasuk, Torah Shel Amarati Ba'af Hi Omdotli. When things are a little bit more difficult and you still learn, that Torah is a greater Torah. So not only when you say Birkas Torah, you machshiv the Torah, but the Torah that you learn in difficult times, and it might be sometimes difficult to, you know, be at home and, you know, and learn. Usually we go out to learn, but we're still learning even in the situations that are not as always easy. Hisha Amdali. That's going to stay with the person. Not only is it going to stay with the person, that's going to stick with the person. Hisha Amdali, we could teach that. That's the Torah that I remember. Or you could say, that's the Torah that will stick with me when I need protection for something. I need protection. It's that Torah is going to protect me. The Torah Shel Lamadti Ba'af. Hisha Amdali. And now that we're coming to Shavuos now. We're coming to the Zman Matan Toraseinu. And every year, we're mekabel the Torah again. You know, Rav Elie Yisvei once said a beautiful vort at the Siyum HaShas one year in Madison Square Garden. Rav Goldvich Zatzal, Rav Shiv of Keren Biavne, I like to say it over. He said like this, how come there are no mitzvahs by Shavuos? You know, by Sukkot we have a sukkah. By Pesach we have the matzahs. Shavuos, we don't have any mitzvahs for Shavuos. So he said a beautiful vort from Abraham Kotler. He says, you know, you need mitzvahs when you don't have the real Makoi. We don't have the Anane HaKavod, so we get a sukkah to remind us of the Anane HaKavod. We don't have the matzahs that they brought up out of Mitzrayim, so we bake our own matzahs. But the Torah that we're given on Mar Har Sinai, when we open up the Blat Gemara, or we learn Torah, that's the same Torah that they had. We have the real thing. We don't need some mitzvah as a zecher. We have the real thing. Torah Shel Marati Ba'av, Kol Godo V'lo Yosef Lo Posak. That the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave at Har Sinai is still resonating, never stopped. Because we have the real thing. It's an hour. Opportunity to just tap in to that real thing. And that's what we have. And so we don't need any zecher, we don't need a sukkah, we don't need a lulav, because we have the real Torah. We have the etzim, whatever they had then. See, by the other chagim, we don't have the Anane HaKavod. We don't have the matzahs that they had. We don't have the thing that they had. So we need something as a zecher. Here we don't need a zecher because we have the real thing. We have the exact same thing that they had then, we have now. So it's no necessity to have any extra mitzvahs as a zecher. And that's what he said over, in the Siyum HaShas several years ago. So let me wish everyone, we should have a beautiful Kabbalah HaTorah, you know, whether you're in shul or not in shul, you should be healthy. And it's, you know, some people, it's a difficult times, and we wish everyone to be healthy because Torah is V'chai Bohem. Torah is V'chai Bohem. Torah is Darche Noam, it's V'chai Bohem, so therefore, we wish everyone, we thank the Rav again, Rav Vorhen Shlita, for helping us to continuing to be together in the form of Limud HaTorah, even in hard times. And we thank him, we thank the Shul, and the Heichal Moshe, and we wish the Rav and all the Rebbetzin and all the Mispalim and all the members of the Shir. It's a pleasure to see everyone, even though we can't see each other mamish the way we normally do, but at least on Zoom, we could see each other. So I wish everyone a Chag Sameach, a good Yontif, a Richtika Kabbalah Satorah. And we explained, the Richtika Kabbalah Satorah is not only Torah Lilmod, but it's Lilmod Al-Manas Lamed, Lilmod Al-Manas Lishmor Velasos. It's called Divrei Salmud Torah Secha Be'ava.
Thank you.